So joining me today in the studio is Jewel, who has set herself an unusual challenge in order to raise money for her favourite charity. Welcome to Radio Way, Jewel.
Hello, Anita. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. And you've come in all the way from Bear Green in Surrey.
Yep.
Place I know well because I have friends who live in Capel. So it's a nice part of the world.
It is indeed.
Yes. So can you tell me a little bit about the charity that you're raising money for?
Well, I'm actually raising money for two charities. The first is Alzheimer's Research UK. And that's because my lovely dad passed away 3 years ago now with dementia. And I saw firsthand what a horrible thing it is and how devastating it is, not just for the sufferer, but for their family. And as a former research scientist myself, I just wanted to try and raise money for research into that disease. The second charity I'm raising money for is Surrey Young Carers, who are a part of Action for Carers Surrey. And they provide support for youngsters who have a caring responsibility for a family member. That could be a parent or a sibling, and they may need help because of physical disability or illness. And I work at a school, Reigate School in Surrey, and we have a number of young carers. And so it's something that I'm particularly interested in and obviously close to.
Wow. And what age group do the carers usually fall into?
They can be anything from sort of under 10s up to 18 within the young carers bracket.
Wow. It's great that we can offer them that sort of support, and charities that offer that help are very valuable. And as we know, during the pandemic, a lot of charities lost a lot of funding. And so that continues. So anything we can do to help. So tell me a little bit about what you're doing, because it's very unusual.
It is. I've always collected hats. I love hats. I think they're a great form of self-expression. And for the last sort of 30 years or so, I've collected unusual hats, vintage hats, whether they be just strange looking or unusual occupational hats, vintage firemen's helmets, police helmets, and even a space helmet that I picked up when I was spending some time in Eastern Europe. And about a year ago now, I started open water swimming in Surrey at Buckland Park Lake and really enjoyed it. It's something I did many years ago, but that stopped. Just too busy and family got in the way. But I wanted to take it up again, and a friend of mine encouraged me to go along. And from the first dip, I was hooked. I really enjoyed it. It's the sort of thing that can start your day off really well. Mm. And if you're feeling a bit stressed, you can't be stressed in the water because you're concentrating on the swimming. You're looking at the environment around you. And it just provides a great step away from that humdrum. Yes. Everyday existence. So I was really enjoying it. And we got to about November, and it was Halloween, end of October. And I thought it would be fun to put on a silly costume. So I went in with a skeleton costume, and it had such a good reaction from my fellow swimmers that it got me thinking. And I thought, well, hats are something that it is possible to swim in. And so that's where the idea came from. And I just took off with it from Remembrance Sunday in November that year, last year. And wore a vintage tin helmet to mark the occasion.
Yes.
So I've always tried to tie in the hat that I'm wearing with whatever's happening in terms of celebration days or awareness days or celebrity birthdays or deaths, that kind of thing, where possible. Not always possible. I've tried.
Wow. Do you know, open water swimming is something that I haven't done a great deal of. I'm just a little bit nervous of what's underneath me. Did you find that?
Oh, Yes, hugely. I don't like swimming in the sea.
Right.
I did do a scuba diving course, but I was always conscious of what might be lurking behind me, slightly out of sight. So it's been one of the things that I've had to get over.
Yeah.
But at the lake that I swim at, the water's very clean. There's not much weed, and there's lifeguards around. And I'm not in there by myself.
No.
You know, there's lots of other people around me, so it's very reassuring. And it's a lovely community there, actually, very supportive. Yeah. There isn't the that sort of competitiveness that you get with some other sports.
You're doing it purely for pleasure.
Yeah, and people are very supportive, and particularly going through the winter months, it was the first winter that I've tried to swim. Everybody stood there shivering and sort of egging each other on in a nice way. It's really good.
And how many swims have you done so far?
I just completed 71, so Wow. This weekend is due to be my 72nd.
Wow. You ready for it?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, because the weather's changed a little bit, hasn't it?
It's now it's on the downward turn. So the lake water will start getting colder, as will the air temperature. But that's the whole point. Mm. You know, open water swimming or the cold water therapy side of it isn't so effective in the summer months.
No, because it's not the shock factor.
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, I just think it's a great idea. And I was looking at some of the hats that you have been wearing, and you've already mentioned the helmet. I was talking to my friend yesterday about it, and she said, did she ever find that she couldn't swim because the hat would either get so ruined that it completely disintegrated or had to get thrown away, or that it made you sink like the helmet?
I haven't had any complete catastrophes, as I call them. I had one where the chin strap became dislodged, and I had to sort of swim one-armed, holding hat in place, because it was a huge one. It was one of the big floral ones. And of course, they're very top heavy, so they tend to sort of sway and yes. swing about. So that was a little bit hairy. No, and the lake are quite strict about what they're prepared to let me swim in. Over Christmas, I wore a few sort of full body costumes. Mm. And if they cover your face when they get wet, they actually form a seal, so it can be quite difficult to breathe. And a couple of the costumes were sort of made of thin foam. Once they get waterlogged, they become extremely heavy, and they were concerned that they wouldn't be able to drag me out of the water if I had a problem. Mm. So I have to be very mindful. Most of them are just jolly uncomfortable.
Yes, I like the swan's nest one, and I particularly like the bees one because you used recycled materials for that, didn't you?
That's right. I just thought, well, you know, I'm making these hats and lots of people have asked me what I do with them at the end. So I may auction them off. That would be one aspect. I try to recycle as many as I can.
Brilliant.
And this was a series of three made from the rubbish that I throw out in the recycling bin. So
wow.
It's all made
of
plastics.
You're a girl after my own heart then, because I'm a recycling queen, as all my friends know. And so how much money do you think you're going to raise out of all of this?
I don't know. I started off with a target of £500 per charity. We have exceeded that, so we're close to the £1,900 mark in total.
Wow.
And I think there are a lot of people, work colleagues and family members, who are holding back until I actually get to the end.
Of course.
Obviously, I've still got another 28, 27 to do. So I'm hoping that the total will increase once we approach the finish.
Oh, I'm sure it will. And I hope that we can lend a hand in that regard. So do tell us how we can help pay for your charity.
That would be lovely. There is a Just Giving page, which is been created as a team so that you can choose which charity you want to donate to. And it's called Jules 100 Hats Challenge. So if you just type that in, it should direct you to the page, and then you can choose whether you want to donate to Alzheimer's Research UK or Surrey Young Carers.
Okay, so if they go to Just Giving and then they type in Jules 100 Hats Challenge, and then they can choose whichever charity they want
to
support.
Right, yeah.
Okay, and that will work.
Fantastic.
That is brilliant. So you are nearly three quarters of the way through.
Yes.
And so that must feel good. I know it's a bit daunting. You've still got a way to go, but you are well over the halfway mark.
I sure am. And I've still got plenty of ideas for hats. Obviously, the weather's getting colder, so it's going to be, you know, more of a challenge to actually get in now. I've got something quite spooky lined up for Halloween, as you can imagine. And then I'm hoping that Hat 100 will be a big celebration. And it would be nice if perhaps representatives of the charity could come along. I know some of the young carers from school will be coming along to support. And yes, I think it'll be great fun.
I'm hoping
that my fellow swimmers will also don some hats.
I'm sure they will, especially for your last one. And because you've been going for nearly a year, by the time you finish, you'll be sort of going over the same celebrations and things like Halloween, for example.
Well,
you started on Remembrance Sunday, didn't
you? That's right. But you'd be surprised. Sometimes I had to pick and choose because there were so many things that were relevant. And obviously, famous people have a birth date as well as a death date. So
that's
there's,
true.
You know, double the opportunity for certain people. But no, I've not been short of ideas. So
that's good. Wonderful. So it would be remiss of me to not ask you if you have any musical inspiration when you are swimming.
Well, Night Swimming is one of my favourite songs by REM. And I did actually do a night swim within this challenge, so it was fantastic.
Oh, what a coincidence. I just happened to have that lined up there. So thank you so much, Jules, for joining us this morning. And it's been an absolute pleasure hearing all about you and getting to know you. And we wish you all the very best. So just to remind everybody listening, it is Just Giving, and you type in Jules 100 Hats Challenge, and you can choose between the two charities, which are Alzheimer's or Surrey Young Carers, Action for Carers.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.